We had been scooped by the New York Times on a bombshell of a story, which drove our editor, Ben Bradley, wild with competitive envy. He wanted the Washington Post to be every bit as important as the New York Times, and frankly, so did I. And of course, he hated it when we had to rewrite stories that had been published first elsewhere. Well, the story appeared Sunday morning, front page of the New York Times, right next to their story about Trisha's wedding. Ben was mortified, even more so the following day when the next installment appeared in what promised to be a blockbuster multi-part series. Monday night, I had dinner in New York with some friends, among them Abe Rosenthal, the editor of the New York Times. Over a glass of wine, Abe told me that the New York Times had just received a call from Attorney General John Mitchell threatening to take them to court if they published again the next day. Well, sure enough, the Times published, third installment Tuesday morning, and as we at the Post continued to play catch-up, we were almost as angry as the folks in the White House. At the time, I really couldn't understand why Nixon cared so much about these documents that were several years old, some older than that, and seemed likely to embarrass the Democrats. But a couple of years later, thanks to Watergate, we learned that President Nixon had...